episode 842, How Change is Delaying Your Success.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you are starting your week off awesome. It is Mindset Monday, and I am so excited that you're here. It is time to get up, to get your blood moving, get it pumping, because God has created a purpose for you. It's time to create your now. We're going to be talking about how change is delaying your success. We all want success in our life, so stay tuned. It's going to be a deep one. You will get a lot out of this one. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Now, with Mindset Monday, we got to go deep, don't we? Our minds are fascinating, and I have been digging deeper and deeper, reading, looking at studies, studying people who really know what they're doing, along with, in my experiences in life, watching children of all ages, adults of all ages, in different, you know, sections of their life as to their, you know, in this particular area and arena, they've moved on to this particular stage of life. And it just fascinates me. So I'm going to share some of my fascination with you today. How change is delaying your success. Most of us can agree that our lives aren't perfect. As much as I want things perfect and you want things perfect, it's not. And life isn't fair. Change would be good. We could also agree on that. So let's look at how change is delaying your success. Because ultimately, we all want success. And if there is less of an opportunity for success, the likelihood of you hammering the change you desire, it's going to become null and void. You won't want to do it anymore. You'll hang up the towel and give up or give in. It's whatever you know. The mind seeks what it knows. Chew on that for a minute. The mind seeks what it knows. That's a deep one. And it's not anything I found. It's something, yeah, it came from me. The mind seeks what it knows. You are going to continue to go after what is easier because it's what you know. This is your mind's comfort zone. Now we're going deep, so hang in there. Your habits and behaviors hang out in the subconscious mind. That's about 95% of your thoughts controlled by your past experiences and your foundation of life. Let's take Thanksgiving. You like food, right? And Thanksgiving here in the U.S. is very big and popular. And it's a time for friends and family to come together. And it's a time for what? Food and fellowship. And man, we love the food part. So let's pretend we're going to talk apple pie. That your grandmother or someone in your family made this extraordinary apple pie. And from the very beginning that you began setting out and having life, and you can remember way back when, because we can't try to think about the last memory or the earliest memory you had in your life. It's hard. Some of us can go back to 4 or 5 years old. Some of us can push 3. And usually that is more of, we kind of have more of a picture, but we can't recall the exact situation, but we've heard stories about it. So it becomes a little more ingrained, like we know it, but actually our own memory, not because somebody told us that story or we acted like that, because, you know, my mom has told me lots of stories about what I was like when I was a baby. Some are great, but I can't remember that. Yes, they happened to me, but my brain, what I can subconsciously, unconsciously, and even my conscious mind, it doesn't recall those particular memories. So we're going to talk apple pie. We're going to talk some yummy food. And there's something about this apple pie that you just love. And you would have it every single time the family would get together on Thanksgiving. You had this apple pie. And it was fabulous. Well, then you got older and you got married. And for some strange reason, you decided this Thanksgiving, you were not going to have apple pie. You switched to French silk. Now, nothing against French silk. It's chocolate, right? But for some reason, by the end of the day, Thanksgiving comes and you're finally settling down and you're reflecting on the day going, gosh, was it like the best Thanksgiving ever? I mean, nothing went wrong, but something seemed a little off. It seemed weird. It seemed strange. It was a change. You didn't have grandma's apple pie. You had French silk instead. It could be just that little thing that made everything seem off. No wonder it's hard to make a change. So how change is delaying your success? It's your mind's fault. Now you have something to blame. Yes, but you know we can't stop there. That would be a cop-out, an excuse. And women of impact don't make excuses. You create your now. And you are here to create your now, to become your best selfie, living out the purpose God uniquely mastered for you. You want success? You want change? How can you have both? Do you know the answer? Well, you have to begin to play tricks on your subconscious, pretending it's been there the whole time. So I went to my master of all tricks. Yes, my youngest child. He loves magic, and he will sit there, and he'll go on YouTube and find magic tricks, and he'll teach himself, and he'll perform them for me, and I'm like, whoa. You know, the illusion is amazing. Our mind is the same way. We have to begin to play tricks on our subconscious so we act like it's been there forever. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. It's mind match. And it's not any mind match. It's M-A-T-C-H. Let's break it down for you. The mind match is this M. Manage your thoughts. You have to know what you're thinking. Some of us just do whatever we do, right? We're operating in the subconscious. We're just letting our body, our thoughts, because that's what it's always done. Think about your opinion of people. Have you ever thought that, you know, you look at somebody or something or a situation and immediately you jump to a conclusion? Why? Because it's from your past experiences. Your subconscious is telling you this is where you're comfortable. This is what you've seen. So therefore, here are your thoughts. And it hands it to you on a silver platter. Whoa. But maybe you don't believe that way anymore. And so now you have to really stop and go, that's not exactly. Maybe that's how I remember it. But now things have changed. Or I'm a little more educated. Or I understand the situation differently. I have a different perspective. M, manage your thoughts. Know what you're thinking. Be deliberate with your thoughts and what you think. A, adopt the change. And that's a key word here, adopt the change. You have to understand that you are bringing this change under your wings and acting as if what? It's always been there. Now, I don't want to make light of quote unquote adoption of a child, but it's the same thing. It's the experience that you're bringing the child into your family as if your family was always with that child. That it was never thought of any differently. You adopt the child. You adopt the change. And that's what you want to do. You have this mindset that it's been there all along. T, train the brain. You need to use your triggers to redirect. Yeah, you're going to make mistakes. And you're going to want something different. Well, you need to know and understand those triggers to redirect. So you take what? A different action, a different step. C, consistency in action. Do it over and over and over again. Because then when you do it over and over again, it's like it's been there all along. It's consistency in action. Now, you're going to fail. Yes, I'm flat out telling you because you're not perfect. I'm not perfect, and that's okay. But the more you do it and you get up and you do it again and then you do it again and then you do it again and then if you fail, you do get up though and you perform it the right way, pretty soon what? Yeah, you're training everything. You're making a change. You've got the mind match. You're playing the trick, and it's that consistency. You just keep doing it. What? One step at a time to lead to your miles of greatness. And H, finally, harbor your little successes. It's all about the little successes that will get you to the end result. Where we falter in our success is that we think the end result is a success, and it's not. It's truly the journey, the path that you're on, every single four-way stop that you come to, a three-way stop, a fork in the road. Those are all little what? Changes, little successes that happen. You have to make choices. It's a journey. And you have to celebrate them all along the way. You may come to this little blinking yellow light in this little situation of your life, but that's a success. So don't run from that. It's not about the end result, because you know what? When you get to the end, what happens? There's something else you go after. There's a bigger success. So harbor your little successes. Mind match is the key, where you can have both success and change. Manage, adopt, train, consistency, harbor. Now, this is going to require work from you. Decide and commit. Follow it up with a plan, then prep that plan. Finally, taking aim on your mind match. That's a lot, but you can do it. Anything worth having in your life takes what? Energy. It takes effort. And it's going to require you to put it all in. You to do the work. And maybe you're going, whoa, I get this. I understand it, but I could use some help. You want help? You have a complimentary coaching call that awaits you. It's with me. All you have to do is click on the link in the show notes. Take aim. It says it right there. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. That will bring up a little simple form. Fill it out. That will begin our conversation. And then from there, yes, you're talking directly to me. I and you, you and me, will schedule a coaching call together. And you'll be able to chat specific to your situation. Don't let change delay your success. The mind seeks what it knows. Go mind match today. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.